Our guest actor Anthony Anderson plays Detective Kevin Bernard on the NBC series Law & Order, where he lays down the law for perps and collars.
Sit down. Sit down. Let me tell you how this is going to go. We're going to lean on your crew until somebody gives somebody up, anybody. We don't care. Just as long as we got a body to stand before the judge, you dig?
If he sounds tough as a cop, that won't surprise anyone who remembers Anderson from the FX series The Shield, where he played Antoine Mitchell, a brutal gangbanger and heroin dealer. He made the transition from criminal to cop when he joined the Fox series K-ville, where he played a police officer in New Orleans 2 years after Hurricane Katrina. Anderson has played dramatic roles in the films Hustle and Flow, Transformers, and The Departed, and he's appeared in the comedies Me, Myself, and Irene, Barbershop, and Malibu's Most Wanted. Terry Gross spoke to Anderson last year, and he described preparing for his role in K-ville by tagging along with a New Orleans SWAT team on a drug raid.
It was 1 a.m. We got a call that, you know, this was a narcotics house, and so SWAT rolls there. They secure the perimeter. And they move in, and it actually just happened to be a crack den. So they pull out 11 addicts, handcuff them to one another around the Suburban. You know, they're all tweaking, and one guy looks over, and I know he's really tweaking now because he's looking at me, and he's like, oh,
damn, that's Kangaroo Jack. That's Kangaroo Jack. Oh, man, you done made my night. You made my night.
And I was like, brother. You're handcuffed to 10 other crackheads surrounded by SWAT with assault rifles about to go down. And you're telling me you want my autograph and I've made your night? He was like, yeah, man. And I was like, okay. So that was one of the lighter moments of rolling around with SWAT.
Now, what was it like for you going from being like a really cold, mean character on The Shield? You know, you're not only a heroin dealer, a big heroin dealer, but you're the head of this really violent gang in L.A. You were on The Shield. So what was it like going from being a character like that, who's always at odds with the police, to being a cop on K-ville?
You know, I loved it. I loved the dichotomy of it, being on one extreme and taking it to the other. Both characters are similar in my opinion. I mean, you know, Antoine Mitchell felt this is the hand that he was dealt, and he played it as best he could. Yeah, he was a heroin dealer and, you know, the head of this gang, this cartel or whatever you want to call it, but he was also doing great things in the community, you know, building community centers and bringing computers into these community centers for inner city youth for them to, you know, better themselves. And he didn't really preach, not necessarily follow him in his footsteps, but, you know, this was his way of giving back. This was his atonement for, I believe, for what, you know, he was doing in the neighborhood.
And in your description of Antoine, I don't think you sufficiently gave him credit for how, like, violent and just really cold he is when he feels that somebody is his enemy. And to demonstrate that, I want to play a scene from The Shield. Here is Antoine Mitchell. You had a gang called the One-Niners, and you've been dealing tar heroin. You've made a deal with a cop named Shane and his partner. Mm-hmm. And these cops are getting a take of your money in return for protecting you. But a big stash that you were hiding in a church was busted. And you think that Shane informed on you. And now you intend on letting him know that you're the one who has the power. So Shane speaks first. He's played by Walton Goggins.
Look, they may have grabbed your shit, but the investigation is sealed off. No roads lead back to you. You say thank you, Antoine.
Do you know how much you cost me today, huh? In product and in manpower.
Well,
do
if
you
kept me in the loop on your tar castle, then maybe I could have kept an eye out for you, homie.
Yeah. Grab his piece! Give me both their guns! Payback, bitch! I don't get played, and I ain't your homie.
Oh, man, you're gonna get...
Shut up, bitch! You knew they were taking down my shit today. So how you trying to tell me now there was nothing that you could do? Huh?
You think you was ever making moves around here?
You're not stupid enough to bring that kind of heat down on your ass.
That's my guest, Anthony Anderson, and Walton Goggins in a scene from The Shield. And I should mention to our listeners that you're not actually meeting out the blows in this. You're not the one beating up the two cops. Your boys are doing that. But you're watching and directing them as they do it. What did you do to play somebody like this? What did you get in touch with in yourself? Or what did you remember from people who you might have known in the past?
That's exactly what I did. You know, I'm from Compton, California, grew up in the inner city, and knew characters like Antoine Mitchell, who basically did what he did. They were running the streets, but yet they saw it in themselves to mentor to kids like me. And was like, you know what, Anthony, you shouldn't be out here doing this. And because I'm telling you that this is what I'm going to help the neighborhood do, you know, and they set up programs and in the city parks. They set up community centers. I knew Antoine Mitchell's, you know, so I pulled on that, you know, an actor who I've met, never had the chance to work with, Idris Elba. I liked what he did with his character Stringer Bell on The Wire, and I just looked at how he worked and how he maneuvered as that character and took bits and pieces from that and just married it with, you know, my own ideas. And, you know, I tried to, you know, humanize him as much as I could, you know, given the situations and who he is and what he did. But, you know, what he did, it was just par for the course. But he was a bad man. Antoine Mitchell was a bad man.
So you said that you knew people like him and who tried to, like, mentor some of the young people in the community. So what was your relationship with one of the people who you would compare to Antoine?
You know, these were just, you know, older kids and older men in our neighborhood, you know, that we grew up who may have been 5-10 years our senior. And, you know, you can decide to go left or decide to go right at an early age, you know, for good or bad. You know, my mother and father instilled in me what right and wrong was. And I know what path I didn't want to go down because ultimately I knew it could only end me up behind bars or 6 feet under. And that's not the route I wanted to take because all of that would happen at a very early age. And, you know, guys like Antoine Mitchell knew who the weak or the strong in the neighborhood were. And they were like, okay, look, you're not built for this. You know, this isn't the life for you. You know, they admired and respected me because I've always wanted to be an actor since I was 9 years old. This was my dream. So around the neighborhood, I was the actor to them. So, you know, they did everything that they possibly could to help me pursue my dream.
Like what?
You know, donating to the theaters that I was a part of, you know, making sure that I got to rehearsals or had a way to get home late night, you know, when I was rehearsing plays and things like that. Coming out and supporting me at events. I went to the high school for the performing arts. They would come out to my performances, you know, because they wanted to be a part of something that was good and pure from where they came from. That's what I believed. So, you know, they would see that. And then they'd go back to the hood doing what they did and had a smile on their face. And they're like, man, you should have seen the actor this weekend. You should have seen them in this scene. You should have seen them in that commercial. So now when they see me on television or in films, you know, they feel a part of that, regardless of where they are right now.
So you're still in touch with them. And regardless of where they are, sounds like some of them are in prison.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
They are.
But you're still in touch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's where I'm from. It's who I am. I can't disconnect myself from my life, from where I was born and raised and bred as a young man. It's part of my makeup. It's what makes me who I am. So I can't just cut off my left arm because, you know, I don't use it as often as I used to.
You did a lot of comedies before you played the heavy in The Shield. And one of those comedies that you co-starred in was called Malibu's Most Wanted. And I want to play a scene from that. Jamie Kennedy plays a white and very privileged son of a politician in Malibu who's running for the governor of California. And the son really wants to be like a black rapper. And he wants to help his father by doing raps that take the father's message to the streets. But he's become a real embarrassment to the campaign. So to discourage him from continuing to do this hip-hop stuff, the campaign decides to hire a couple of young black actors to pose as gangsters and then carjack and kidnap the son until the son gets, as they put it, scared white and kind of gets scared into realizing that he's this white privileged kid from Malibu. So you and Taye Diggs are the two young actors who take the job. And in this scene, you're sitting in your living room chair directing Taye Diggs in how to sound gangsta as he rehearses.
Give me a ride, punker. I will dust your ass.
Not convincing.
Damn it.
Find your core character, Sean. You are an oppressed black man from the ghetto.
Yeah, I'm having trouble finding this one, man.
Hey, think Tupac.
All right, let me try it again. Just stay with me.
I see it. Action!
Give me a ride, punker. I will dust your ass.
At a biatch, and I think you got it.
Give me a ride, punk, or I will dust your ass, biatch.
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 Click it. Turn around and do it again.
That's my guest, Anthony Anderson, with Taye Diggs in a scene from Malibu's Most Wanted. Now, you had a short-lived sitcom called All About the Andersons that was loosely based on your own life. What parts of your life did you draw on for that show?
Every aspect of it. You know, I created that with my partner, Adam Glass. And it was just, you know, a show about, you know, three generations of men living under one roof, you know, my father, myself, and my son. But, you know, the character on the show was my character pre-Howard University and post-Howard University. And that's what it was, you know, just having a dream and having a father who, you know, worked with his hands in the steel mills, you know, his entire life and not really understanding the visionary of his child, of his son, you know, who had a dream. It was like, okay, yeah, it's good to have a dream, but what are you going to do with that? How does your dream pay a mortgage? How does your dream put food on the table? You know, my father was a man's man, and so he really couldn't grasp that concept of me wanting this, you know, to the point where we got into an argument when he asked me what I did, and I was like, well, I'm an actor. He grabbed the remote control and turned on the television and flipped through the channels and pointed out people who were really acting. He said, now, where are you? And I was like, wow, okay, Pops, okay, you got me. But, you know, so that's what it was about. And, you know, before he passed on, he was able to see my career and to see my successes and enjoy that with me. And, you know, we sat and would talk about it. And he understood.
In your sitcom, All About the Andersons, your father was so tired of you freeloading in his home that he took the phone out and put a payphone in the living room that allowed you to make local calls only, but for a fee. He padlocked the refrigerator so you couldn't eat his food. Did things like that really happen to you?
No, that's true. That's true. You can ask anybody that grew up with me. My father put padlocks on the refrigerators and took all the phone jacks out of the house and put one jack in the family room and put a payphone in there that you could only dial local numbers on. So I couldn't even dial outside of the area code. If I tried to dial more than seven numbers, the phone would automatically take my money because it thought I was trying to do something illegal, mind you. And literally, I had to put a quarter in the phone every 3 minutes.
Well, Anthony Anderson, I really appreciate your talking with us. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much. The pleasure was all mine.
Anthony Anderson plays Detective Kevin Bernard on Law & Order.